And now it's time for Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland Trujillo. Pastor Roland has been helping people find answers and solutions to life and relationship issues for over 25 years. And now, here's your host, Pastor Roland.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. My name is Pastor Roland. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. Today I'm going to talk about salvation. Yes, that will be the theme of today's program, salvation. Because we need to be saved, you know, but being saved is much more than people realize. And it's a process. I was going to say it's a participatory process, but it's a process that you are aware of as it takes place. See, the proof that it's occurring is that you are aware of it as it happens. And you could say that we're saved instantly, yes, in a lightning flash. It begins when God enters your life with his light, shines a light into your darkness. But then it continues over months, years, decades. See, it can be like when the two thieves were on a cross, on crosses beside Jesus. And one thief was unrepentant, but the other thief said, you know, please remember me when you are in paradise. And Jesus said, you know, today you will be with me in paradise. So it's obvious that Jesus took care of him. But for the most part, the process of salvation is a drawn-out thing because it involves a lot. It involves a lot. So we're going to talk about that today, okay? Now, I want you to remember one thing before we begin. And that is, number one, I've been on the air for 25 years. And I've helped some people. And I've written 18 books. And the second thing, but which is even more important, is that I'm only here for 15 minutes. This is like an infomercial. This may be the only time that you ever hear me. Because I'm only on once a week, okay, once a week. And so if you have to write down the web address, you absolutely have to write down the web address to reach me, because otherwise later on you'll say, who was that? How do I get a hold of him? He had some important information. He had some vital clues that I need. See, you may not think that right now, but maybe a month from now, see, or a year from now, all of a sudden, you have an oh my, you'll have the oh my God moment. I heard a lady say, talk about her oh my God moment. Well, I understand that. Well, you'll have your oh my God moment, and then you'll need vital clues. Now let's talk about salvation. We need to be saved from a lot of things. You see, sin has a root. It has a root, and as a matter of fact, it has a beginning, and it has a deep root. But not only does it have a root, but it sends out its network of roots throughout your entire being until you become completely entangled in it. Okay? Its roots go out deep, deep, deep. And have you wondered why it's such a big thing when Jesus, when he cast out demons? Have you ever wondered why it was a big thing and the demon, you know, the person was contorted when it happened and that sort of thing? Because you see, when sin makes a home in you, it doesn't want to leave. See, it doesn't want to leave. It establishes itself. There are certain weeds that have really, really deep roots, and you try to pull them out and you can't. You try to pull the weed out and you pull and pull, and then the top breaks off and the roots are still under the ground. They're so tough. See, and they go so deep. Well, see, that's the way sin is. So that's why a lot of people, you know, they get some kind of an issue, and then they solve their issue and they're temporarily better, but the sin is still there. And so it comes back. It comes back a lot of times even more virulent than it was the first time. We'll continue with this very important topic after this message.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome back. This is Pastor Roland. We're talking about sin and about salvation. We're talking about what salvation is. See, I haven't even talked about salvation yet, but I've begun by saying that sin makes a home in you and it digs its roots very deep. Now, how does sin get started? Sin has a root. And what is this root of sin? Well, a lot of times it's a root of a wrong belief. A false belief, a faulty belief, see, which leads to unbelief in what is true. See, a wrong belief is very often how it begins. Now, I could make a long list of all kinds of wrong beliefs. There's so many of them. But people stubbornly cling to their wrong belief. And unless they let go of this wrong belief, then the root remains, the root to sin. And another root to sin is hate. That's right, hate. Now, whatever hate is, we know it in one of its forms, and that is resentment. Resentment is a form of hate, see? It's a form of hate. So the sin can establish itself through hatred, through resentment. See? A lot of people hate their parents. A lot of people hate their dad, resent their dad. Let's use the word resent. And take Fidel Castro, for example, or Karl Marx. Did you know that a lot of people think that Karl Marx was an atheist? You know, he's the founder of communism. Did you know that Karl Marx was not an atheist? He was not an atheist. He knew very well that God exists. He knew very well that God exists. See, and he was raised in a very a religious family, I guess. And he went to school. I don't know what kind of school he went to. But anyway, the point is he learned a lot of these. I think he was going to be a minister at one time, I think. Or when he was young, he wrote about religion and so on. But you know what? He hated God. That's right. He knew God exists. He hated God. Okay, another example would be somebody like Fidel Castro. Okay, now Fidel Castro was as far as I know, he went to Catholic schools. Okay, he was raised in a very religious atmosphere. So what went wrong? What went wrong? It has to be some kind of hate. Hate of his parents, hate of his father, hatred of the teachers. So there's hate. And then it leads to a wrong belief. Although in his case, he may very well know that communism is not a good thing. He may know that. But it serves his purposes of destruction, spreading suffering and destruction and so on. But a lot of people are misled, see, by wrong beliefs. So now you can see now that salvation would be what? To be saved from what? So one of the things you'd have to be saved from, we've already mentioned some things. One thing you have to be saved from is sin with deep roots. And are you going to be able to extirpate the deep roots that spread out in everywhere? You know, like you have some of these cancers that have this, their mass with, that send out their own, I guess, or they they take or use or develop their own blood vessel system, I guess, and it spreads out. So can you extirpate your own sin? No, you can't. Well, how about hate? Well, there you can do something about it, but you have to see it. First of all, you have to see the hate, and you have to be willing to let go of it. If you're unwilling to let go of the hate, if you're unwilling to let go of the grudge against someone, against your father or your mom or your uncle or somebody who did something to you, I'm sorry that you encountered people that weren't good, but if you're unwilling to let go of the resentment, the grudge, the judgment, then it will remain, and it blocks you from salvation. And the other thing that we need to be saved from are wrong beliefs. There's so many of them. They're all over the place. But then the question is, how are you going to know that they're wrong beliefs, and how are you going to let go of your own? Well, you need some help. So you need God's light of truth. You need God's light to shine so clearly on the wrong idea that you see that it's a wrong idea. Then you stand back from it, separate from it, see that it's a wrong idea. Okay? My name is Pastor Roland. We're talking about salvation. Be sure to write down the web address so you can listen to the whole program, which is 30 minutes long. You're only getting 15. Helping people find some spiritual discipline with the help of a Christian meditation. I'll be right back. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Welcome, this is Pastor Roland. I've been talking about salvation and that we need to be saved. Okay, a lot of people don't even know they need to be saved. You need to be saved from wrong belief. Okay, there's a lot of wrong ideas out there. If you follow the wrong idea, especially when it comes to ideas about spiritual things are about God and about Jesus. If you have the wrong belief, then it can actually block you from the right belief. See, now you would think, well, God can shine His light upon things, and you can see in God's light, you can see what's true and what's not true. Well, that's right. But if you cling to your wrong belief, see, if you cling to it, and that's why there are just so many of them. You have to learn, see, here's what you need to do, okay? And then we talked about sin and how it puts out, and how it has a root in wrong belief, and it has a root in resentment. See, if you resent your father, for example, let's say you resent your parents, especially your father, and then you go out in the world, then what? Then you become separated from the good that's supposed to come through your father. See, your father is father represents God in the eyes of a child. And father is supposed to have a bond with his creator. Father is supposed to have patience and honor and courage and long-suffering and kindness and forbearance and wisdom and all these beautiful virtues that you just love. Okay? You just love them. That's what you're supposed to see in your father. But if he didn't have them, if he was angry, or he was a weak people pleaser, he didn't stand for anything, and when he did, he was angry. See, and he himself was beaten down by the world. You felt sorry for him, but you also had contempt for him, and you resented him. Because you needed him to be stronger than the world. Because you went out in the world, then you had all this wrong stuff out there. You knew you needed your father. And if he wasn't there for you, if he was gone, or if he was there but he was weak, see, then you resented your father. So resentment cuts you off from love. It's any resentment. See, whether you resent your father, you resent a chair that you trip over. Or you resent someone because they're prettier than you or they have nicer clothes than you. See, whatever it is you resent. Or one of your relatives gets sick and then you pray and ask God to make them well. They don't get well, then you resent God, see. Any kind of resentment. Or you resent yourself. Any kind of resentment cuts you off from love. You can't love and resent at the same time. So it cuts you off from love, from the inner fount of love. When you're cut off from that, then you're set adrift. See, you're also cut off from wisdom. Love and wisdom go together. Love and truth, they go together. Like the sunlight. The sunlight has both light and warmth. It has both brightness and warmth. Okay? And you need both for the really wonderful potential of the sunlight. In the winter, you have light. But in spring and the summer, you have both light and warmth. Well, that's the way God's light is. It's light and warmth. That's what you need. So it's both love and truth and love. Truth and love. Light is like love. Light is like truth. Warmth is like love. You need both. See? So if you weren't cut off from your own fount of good through resenting other people, then two things would happen. Number one, you wouldn't be needy. You wouldn't crave love. You wouldn't feel empty. See, when you resent your father, for example, then you feel empty. You try to fill it with food. You try to fill it with texting. You try to fill it with socializing. You try to fill it with all these things, which never satisfy. See, so you keep eating and you keep texting and you keep socializing and you keep partying and they never satisfy. Okay? But I need to mention right here, that even if your father wasn't there for you, or if he was there but weak and you resented him, you can re-find your inner fount of good and you can find God. You can find your heavenly father. See, all you've ever known is your earthly father, and he did a poor job, probably, of representing God. But if you don't resent your earthly father, then the door remains open for you to find your heavenly father. When you find your heavenly father, then you'll find the love and the warmth, see, to infill you, and then you won't crave love from substances and from food and from other people. I'll be right back. Hello, this is Pastor Roland, checking in to see how you're doing. Hope you're doing better. Many of you are not doing so good. You have issues like unhappiness, anxiety, worry. If you're like most people, your problem is you get upset too easily. Then you say or do the wrong thing, then you feel bad. Wouldn't it be better not to get upset in the first place? I have resources to help you learn how not to get so upset so easily. For example, how about my easy meditation? It's free. It's complimentary. It's called the Easy Meditation. It even helps with your prayer life. When you're calm, it's easier to pray. Visit talktoapastor.org and look for the Easy Meditation. While you're there, watch my latest YouTube lecture about how to improve your marriage. It's all at talktoapastor.org. Thank you. name is Pastor Roland. We're talking about salvation. It's a beautiful topic. Remember, this is an infomercial. Of course, you're listening to the second half of the program, so you're getting the whole 30 minutes, which is good. But just remember, I'm only on once a week. It may be enough to hear me one time and to get the meditation. And if you're ready, see, at a certain point, people become ready. They're sick and tired of being sick and tired. They're tired of hating. See, they're tired of resenting others. They're tired of hating and resenting. And they want to be a better mom or a better dad or a better person. They want to be. They really, really want to be, but they haven't been able to. Something's blocking them. And they want to find God, but something's blocking them. Well, that's what I've been explaining now, this whole program. You might want to listen to the program again. But see, what you need, what I began to say earlier, what you need is to learn how to sit still in God's light. See, God's light is all over the place. See, now, you could have two people walking down the street, and one of them is on the path of the beautiful discovery path of salvation. And he or she has seen, you know, that he hated his dad and hated his mom and hated his brother and hated his teacher, and you could see that he was selfish and took drugs and all these, whatever he did, he sees it. He was sorry for it. He was sorry and cried a few tears quietly to God. And then he was forgiven. He knew that he was forgiven. And he went on his way, okay? And then he began to see shining truths. The first things he saw were negative things about himself, but then he began to realize and to see some of the beautiful things that he had always wanted to have answers to about Jesus and about God. And, you know, he began to see for himself with no middleman. So you don't need a middleman. Abraham didn't have a middleman. Isaac, Jacob, Moses, Paul. Well, of course, Paul had Christ. Christ is the middleman. But you don't need someone to tell. You don't need someone to explain it to you. You should be able to see it for yourself. If you are walking in God's light, then you'll see for yourself. When you need to know, then you'll know. All of a sudden, you'll just know. You'll realize. You'll see. You'll know whether to turn right or left. You'll know who Jesus. You'll be. One day, you'll see. You'll realize who Jesus was and what he did. And you'll just see it, okay? And all these other people have all kinds of opinions and thoughts and different. See, it won't bother you in the slightest. You'll have no need for any of that. You won't have to struggle with what they say or worry about what they say or try to counter what they say. You'll just quietly know what's true yourself. You'll quietly know, okay? It'll take away doubt because you'll just know. But like I said, God's light is everywhere. So you have a person who's on the path, and now he's self-contained. He's his own person. See, he has wisdom. He lives his life properly. He manages his affairs properly. He doesn't take drugs or smoke cigarettes or have any vices. He doesn't gamble or play the lottery or any foolishness. Okay, and he has many wonderful discoveries about God, and life is beautiful. He's a good dad or a good mom. See, but then you have another person who's walking along, and God's light is still all over. But this person is living in darkness. He's somehow blocked from it. So what's blocking him? Well, I already told you, sin. Okay, especially the sin of wrong beliefs, and also the sin of hate and of resentment and of judgment, okay? So maybe this person's blocked. Deep down in his heart, he doesn't want to be that way. He sees that he's not living properly. He doesn't know what to do. Well, what he can do is get the meditation that I have, a little easy meditation, and learn to sit still in God's light. See, now the person who's walking down the street and living in darkness and making mistakes and doesn't even realize that he's making mistakes, or he sees that his life's not working out but he doesn't know why, he needs to learn how to find God's light, how to sit still for it, okay? And that's what the meditation helps you would help him to do, would help you to do. To learn how to go in a room and close the door and sit in a chair and become still before the light of truth. And then God's light will shine upon your life and change your life for the better. Hello, this is Pastor Roland. Would you like to improve your relationship? Would you like to understand your partner's true needs better? Would you like to improve communication with your kids? Then go to talktoapastor.org and click on my relationships blog. You'll find dozens of free articles and YouTube lectures to help you improve your relationships. This program is a labor of love for me, which means I buy the airtime myself. If you'd like to help me keep the program on the air, make a donation of any amount, and I'll send you a free ebook of my most popular relationships book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. That's right, for a donation of any amount. And you, a free ebook of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Okay? Just visit talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org and look for the secure PayPal button. Well, I certainly hope you enjoyed today's program. If you're getting the 15-minute program, then what you need to do is write down the web address, talktoapastor.org. So you can go there and listen to the whole 30 minutes, because the second half of the program was really good. I offered some vital clues that you need to turn your life around. Find the spiritual side of life. And so, I thank you for visiting. And please try the meditation. And you might want to watch some of my YouTube videos, too. They're actually quite good. Preview some of my books at Amazon. There's a lot of information there. My name is Pastor Roland. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland. Now you can listen to Pastor Roland anytime by logging on to www.talktoapastor.org. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is talktoapastor.org. Please remember that Pastor Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.